So, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. So, may I ask you before I start, how is it going for you? Please don't say good or bad, but let me ask you, has something come up for you which you would like to share with the group? Some realization, maybe some things which became clear in your retreat, some... Yeah?
One and a half years chantisti life and the struggle with the breathing and finding rhythm, things like that. And it was very interesting to be guided by your examples, your lessons, so that it was very simple to become there. Right? Mm-hmm. You started 1.5 years, so you saved this time by just coming back.
Oh, Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Wow. These are real roses. That means they smell. Bolko? It's possible to park the mind. It's put it aside. Tulsi, what is in your... I see many things are going on in you.
I feel like I've just realized that Krishna is fully present in this name. And I know it intellectually, but I just realize, I feel like actually experience that he's there when I'm chanting means that I'm actually spending time with
them, not just deep. I'm spending time with Krishna, not just chant a mantra. Any other devotee who wishes to just say? Yes, Madan Mohan.
Always when I remember that point, it started to flow very nicely again. Because like a change of attitude.
And perspective me, also, yeah.
Yeah, it's not me who wants to enjoy the dance, but I do it as a service. And flow.
Yes, I learned that learning to chant correctly is a never-ending process. Right? I wanted to share something with you which I feel is necessary to do. See, this Japa retreat is maybe the greatest challenge for me to give a retreat because of the situation. It's a short retreat, and it is in a location which has its own stamp on it. Here in the temple, we do basically two things. We worship and we serve. And that's what is going on. That's our program in the temple. And I'm now in such a situation trying to do something else with you. that is to bring you out of the zone which you know to a new zone where you can make new realizations, new discoveries, new findings in your spiritual life. And in order to do that, I feel I have little time left. I have a limited attention span because we have these morning sessions and afternoon sessions. And I must admit, I see some of you are exhausted because, yeah, you traveled a long distance, and yeah, you hear all these things which make you think, and I'm bringing up issues like how deep is your relationship with Krishna after all these years, you know. So I'm not shy to go into these issues. In fact, I do it with a German temperament. So yes, I'm trying to bring you in a situation, and I notice, obviously, that you are exhausted. I'm working on you, or the retreat works on you, and it takes all your energy, your physical energy, and more so mental energy, your spiritual energy. I could entertain you at a retreat, but then I would leave you in your own space. So because I'm very dedicated in developing retreats and facilitating transformation, I'm quite passionately doing this, and I did this many times, so I know what to do to unsettle you, to bring you into a new space, and so on, in a short amount of time. So having said this, I have decided to now go today, make it a little bit easier, to go a little bit, you know, I wanted to do yoga nidra with you, which is quite different than what yoga nidra doesn't mean sleep, but it in the Hare Krishna temples it results in sleep because everyone is tired. I have decided to not do it because I know you are a little bit too exhausted to do it, and you would just not come into the... I would have to bring you into another state of consciousness, but I would lose you in the journey, and you would go into... the shepherd would lose his sheep, so to say, to the world of dreams, and that wouldn't help you at all. So I thought today to do a very pleasant experience of the holy name. I really felt as a group you were very much responding yesterday to the exercises which made you present to the holy name, where you could just relax and just listen. I felt when we listened to Srila Prabhupada yesterday, who just said, we don't need the mind to chant. That was so good. I really felt you all responded to this very nicely. And in fact, in Japa Retreat Level 3, I just try to bring you to that level there where you understand I'm not chanting from the mind, but I will chant from just being a devotee of Krishna and addressing Krishna. I was very happy when Tulsi shared with us her realization that she felt some idea that he is Krishna in the form of his holy name. So we will do this very simple but very powerful exercise today and chant, and now we will address the Lord, and we will chant his holy name, we will sing it together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radhe. Go, Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. What happened with this microphone? How Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. We can't put it louder. It has turned. Here's something. It is alive and a little cold. My dear devotees, I would like to tell you a story about perception or seeing things. There was once a red Indian. Now you will say in America, a politically correct, a Native American, who visited his friend in New York. And when his friend took him through a walk through Manhattan and showed him the different interesting things like theaters, parks, etc. And there was the typical Manhattan traffic going on. It was loud, the exhaustion pipes were bellowing out black smoke, the cars were squeaking and honking, and the drivers cursing, like on every day. All of a sudden, the Native American, Red Indian, I think he was from the Sioux tribe, said, "Wait a minute, I hear I don't know in English, grille. What is a grille? They go like what? No, it's a small thing. They jump. Cricket. Thank you. I hear a cricket." The New Yorker said, "There are no crickets here. We have successfully exterminated all other life forms than the human life forms and the dogs." "You must be mistaken." But the Native American went through the traffic. At that time, the horns were honking, the drivers were cursing, the cars were squeaking and honking. To the other side of the road, reached into a bush which he had seen and took a cricket out, who jumped up and down and kicked, alive and well and kicking. His American friend, the New Yorker, said, "How could you hear in all this noise the delicate chirping of the cricket?" The Native American said, "Because I'm a nature man. I am aware and alert to the sound of nature." You must have superhuman abilities, said the New Yorker, that you can hear like this. And the Native American shared a wisdom of his tribe. He said, "No. But wherever your consciousness is fixed upon, there is where you make your realizations. I will show you." And then he took his purse out, his wallet, and dropped a few cents on the floor. At that time, there was black exhaustion fume. The cars were noising, honking, squeaking, everything. It was a noise. But 20 people turned around and heard the money falling on the asphalt. "This is my point," said the Native American. "You New Yorkers are fixed on money. That's why you can, with your consciousness, that's why you can perceive and realize when there's money falling on the ground. We are fixed on the sound of God. which comes through us to nature. You know, syuks, that is his belief, that God speaks to us through the sounds of nature. So, you will see, when you are able to fix yourself on the sound vibration of the holy name, you will see wonders coming out of that sound. You will see it's Krishna. But you have to learn to pay attention. You have to learn to listen. I have to look at one of my participants. Numa, are you comfortable? There are chairs there, I have discovered. So, today we will just increase a little bit our listening abilities. We will do this in two ways, an intellectual and an experiential way. I would like to request our Janaka Maharaj, with his most expressive handwriting, to again serve as our scribe. There are three simple steps which you can do in your japa, which will bring you to a better inner space from where you can perceive the mantra. The first step, which I would like to, it's actually maybe interesting if we put it on the same page. See, here in characteristics of good japa, we learned a formula of three. Sanctify the mind by withdrawing from sense objects. Throw things out which don't belong there. Ponder about the meaning of the mantra and maintain silence. Now I will give you the list of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And I must confidentially reveal my heart to you. This is my list also. I'm practicing with this list which you will hear now. Because it suits my own nature the best. First of all, when you chant, become aware that Krishna is non-different from the holy name. Become aware that Krishna is non-different from his holy name. When you chant, you should just understand, well, I'm now chanting. This means I'm now together with Krishna. Just in a very simple way. Dina Dayal, you are so tired. What should we do with you? Yes. Or would you maybe rest for 15 minutes and then come after 15 minutes? You can go and enjoy Krishna's room if you wish. Dina Dayal is organizing the, yes, that was a good suggestion, I can see. Immediately it worked. Dina Dayal is organizing this retreat with, I believe, Jai Krishna together and his wife Anupma and also taking care of me. And that's very difficult because I don't like to go to bed in the nights, you know. And I'm so with ideas and it always gets very late before I can put my temperamental nature into bed. Mm-hmm. Yes, so this is the first thing. Become aware before you chant or while you chant, Krishna is non-different from his holy name. Even if you only do this in a theoretical way, because you have heard so, and you have not yet experienced it. It will totally change your attitude to the holy name and to your practice. The second is known. It is identical with Dhyan Chandra thing. Become aware of the meaning of the mantra. That also, when you chant, you just, in the midst of your chanting, you could stop for a moment and reflect on the meaning of the mantra, which is, please accept me. Here is another meaning. O Hari, please steal my mind and deliver me from the bondage of material life. No? That is, there are these meanings, and I want to now make a very decent and not aggressive advertisement campaign. There is a book in the back called Nam Rahasya, which contains wonderful meanings of the holy name on page so-and-so. I don't know, in other verses, around in the, what? 54. There you can collect this. If you are too poor to buy the whole book, you can make a photocopy for free of this. It helps to bring you in a devotional space. Please accept me. And you need to chant with devotion, because chanting Hare Krishna is devotional service. If you just do it out of service, like Madan Mohan said, I'm serving Radha and Krishna, that's already good. But imagine you could do it with devotion, with some feeling, and do it with devotional service. That would be even better, in addition. And the last is maybe a little difficult, but at times most effective. Chant with heart rendering lamentation. Heart, is it rendering or renting? Rending. Rending. Janaka Maharaj. Rending. Rending?
Rendering.
Rendering. It means herzzerreißend. That's a good word in German. I think you hear it. Herzzerreißend. It rips your heart apart. Rending, that's rending, good. Rending, it's rending then. Heart rending. Bring some, and what you can, now you can, I never ever have a heart rending situation. Only when I come late to the prasadam, it's all gone, then my heart is rent apart. It's, or when I have some, I don't know, when there's some politics about around me, then I get into the space. No, you can easily get into the space by chanting the fifth verse of the Shikshastakam. Ayinanda tanuya kinkaram. Could maybe someone bring me the Nam Rahasya from the book table? I want to read you something from there. This prayer is so wonderful because in it the devotee expresses his heart to Krishna in such a nice way. I would like to read to you this prayer in a little expanded form. Bhaktivinod Thakur writes about this. Alas, how unfortunate I am, having fallen into this insurmountable ocean of material existence. I'm being thrown here and there by the violent waves of my wicked desires. I cry miserably at my helpless condition, but I do not see any hope for being saved. What should I do? How will I be delivered? I do not see any solution to my dilemma. Alas, alas, I am most unfortunate. Take me to you, my Lord. Take me up to the shade of the cool dust of your lotus feet. Oh, have mercy on this wretched self. How unfortunate. I'm here and you are there and I don't know how we will come together. Only if you reach down to me, my Lord, and take me into the shade of your lotus feet, do I have any chance. You know, it's just so heartfelt. It's so heartfelt. The sincere crying of an honest chanter quickly reaches the Lord's ears. I've written, to the ears of a worldly man, this crying may sound like a shameful admission of one's complete failure as a human being. But to the Lord's ears, such crying is a sublime vibration, a sound that in fact he has been anxiously waiting for a long time. This sound of the chanter pierces the strong prison walls of the material universe and moves the Lord's heart. He then begins to make very concrete plans about how to assist the awakening devotee. These are very, very nice. It's a nice formula. And I would just request you to maybe note it down, either on a piece of paper or in your mind, and then try them out today. Therefore, Janaka Maharaj has assisted all of us with this very amazing handwriting. I will now make and invite you to most properly the most wonderful experience in Japa Retreat Level 3. I would like to go with you on a little journey which makes you understand how you're not the body and experience the sound. Because ultimately, my dear devotees, it is experiencing or listening to the sound vibration of the Holy Name, which will do everything for you. My dear devotees, don't be despondent if some of the things you hear in Level 3 sounds to be too unattainable. On your own, you cannot attain these levels. Don't even stretch. Try to stretch so high. You won't never reach. By stretching, we can stretch maybe go 10 centimeters higher, but we can't go 100 kilometers higher. It's good only that you know in which direction you should look, so that when Krishna gives you mercy, you recognize it. In the end, japa is very, very simple. You just be present to the sound. And it is this emphasis which I would like to make on the last day to really bring you into a space where you will chant tomorrow, will have your best experience in your whole life in Krishna consciousness. For this now, I want to make a little experiment. I will prepare you. Should we maybe make the air a little more refreshed for a while? Nima, would you be so kind? Or someone does already? We will just do this for a short time. Let me see. How is the air? Is it all right? I only smell roses. Whoever made this garland, thank you, thank you. Roses are the best. So, paper away. If you want, see, I can send this to you, these things in the japa. You can get some of my notes in when you sign your or give your email identity in the japa inspirations. How did we call it, Braja, Braj Biharini? How is it called? It's a Japa newsletter called Japa Inspiration, and Braj Biharini has put a piece of paper there where the books are, where you can sign. It's obviously totally free, and it's. And don't fear that I will overburden your email with long things where you just go, oh, who has the time to read this? It will be just short Japa Spritzer. You know, it will be a spritz, a japa spritz. I think the word tells you what it is. There are some words in German which are very good. The rest is very bad. But spritz is all right. You know, it means it's a refreshing a spritz, you know. All right. Gaurahari, are you ready with your... But you should not go in meditation because I will give you a sign when you should stop. Please sit in a comfortable pose. Adjust your sitting a little bit. Whatever is comfortable for you is all right. I will not give you any instruction, but it does help to sit straight. Some devotees, please don't close your eyes. Yes, some devotees always asked me, why do we do this things? I do it to center yourself, that you are here in the presence and that you come away from the mind which is in the past or in the future. Please straighten up your upper body. Bring your neck and your head in one line if possible. And if you a yoga person, you can make the Jnana Mudra, rest your hands, your open hands on your knees. My dear devotees, we will, in this exercise, try to loosen our connection, our identification with the gross material body. And we will try to experience the power of the sound of the holy name and appreciate this so that we will have a long time to go and we just feel happy when we chant, wow, this is so good, this sound. I would request you, like always, now close your eyes and pay attention to your inhaling and exhaling breath. Deepen your inhale, please, by simply directing your consciousness into the heart space. When you breathe in other words, you imagine that you breathe into the heart space. You will immediately feel a feeling of peace and joy. Fill your lungs with the breath. and deepen your exhale. Become aware of your feet and your calves, and on each exhale, surrender them to the feeling of weight. What it means is you're just giving them to Mother Earth. You experience how they become heavier and heavier. Now go up to your thighs. And as you exhale, surrender them to the feeling of weight. How does it feel that they have a weight? Depending on how intense you are as an eater, your thigh will have the weight of 10 or 20 kgs, maybe 15 kgs. While we do this exercise, our goal is to be extremely relaxed in the parts which we talk about, but also incredibly aware and awake with our attention. Now go to the pelvis area and the area where you sit. You will see, as you surrender them to the feeling of weight, they will relax automatically. Now please go to your upper trunk, the upper part of your body, from the pelvis up to the shoulders. And when you exhale, surrender them to the power, to the feeling of weight. Imagine this body is like a long shirt, or better even, a long coat, a winter coat. And by this wonderful and simple process, you're now giving it on a hanger which you have in your cupboard. It hangs there, totally released and relaxed, totally within gravity. Please now relax your shoulders and both of your arms. Now we arrive in your face. On an exhale, empty your face of all expressions. Just let the many muscles which create an expression in the face, relax, let them loose. Remain perfectly aware, while at the same time totally relaxing your body. You know that you are inside the body. Please relax your body. You are different from the body. You are an eternal soul, a part of Krishna. Krishna has many sacred names, and a very powerful name is Ram, the giver of pleasure. He is known as Radharaman, the giver of pleasure to Shrimati Radharani. I want you now to see your relaxed body not like a coat, but like a cathedral, an ancient church. Inside there are benches on which those who pray in the Christian tradition sit. A little bit above their heads, there's the chandelier, the middle space in the cathedral. And still more ahead is the dome, or the area just under the roof, the top part. Our body is such a cathedral or a temple, and we will now fill it with the sound of Ram. We will start with the area where we sit. It is where the benches are. We will say three times the sound of Ram in this area. I will first say it alone, and then you please follow. Leave enough time between the different times you chant Ram to inhale really deeply so that you can make a powerful sound. Ram. One time I will do it alone to show you, and then we will do it together. Now I will do it alone, and after that we will do it together. Focus our attention on the space above the sitting benches, the chandelier, which corresponds to the heart area. And we will say six times the name of Rama. I will only do it one time alone. So, and then we will say this holy name together into this area. The area in the where the chandeliers hang, or where in our body, physical body, the heart is. Just under the dome, the area where our head is, and vibrate these powerful syllables in this area. It's very important that we don't think with our mind during this time. We just experience or listen to the sound, the beautiful sound of this name of the, our Lord. I will chant the mantra one time alone, then we will chant it 6 times together. Chants throughout all of the cathedral of sound, or throughout the whole, our whole being, really. We will just be with everything, top, bottom, and in between, or bottom, in between, and top, with this sound, with all our attention. I will do it 1 time alone, and then we will chant 6 times together. Ra. The process only that we chant the names of the most merciful form of Krishna, Gauranga. We know that on our own strength we can't really chant the holy names with the attention they deserve and they call us for. We can't give the attention which we wish to give because we are blocked inside, blocked by walls, walls which are as strong as mountains. In psychology we call these blocks conditionings. But in devotional language we call them offenses we have done against our Lord. But in His most merciful form, the form of Gauranga, these offenses are not regarded. They are not considered. They are even removed. So we will now take shelter at Lord Gauranga's lotus feet by first chanting three times the beautiful names Gauranga. And because we want to chant with all our beings, bottom, middle and top, we will first concentrate our attention while we chant to the sitting benches in the cathedral of sound. We will be in that area. I will chant the name of Gauranga one time alone and then we will chant it three times together. Gauranga, 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 we will now chant the beautiful name of Gauranga in the heart space, in the middle of our being. I will chant one time alone, then we will chant six times together. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. One more time. Gauranga. And we will now move up just under the dome, or in the space where our head is, where our mind is mostly working. In that area, we will chant 6 times the name Gauranga. But this time, we will not listen to the mind, not even to the feelings, which is a subtle, or which is the language of the mind when the mind speaks to us through our bodies. In the body language, then we feel something. No, now we will just be present in the sound. We will allow ourselves to totally be with the name Gauranga. There's nothing better we can do than to experience the Lord in His name of Gauranga. I will chant 1 time alone, and then we will chant 6 times together. Gauranga. Chant with our whole being, and this time we will do something which Bhaktivinoda Thakur encourages us. He says we should lift our hands like little children and then chant in a prayerful mood, seeking shelter, the name of Gauranga. I will chant 1 time alone, and then we will all chant together. This time, please bring your entire being to this exercise. Lift your hands, please. Gauranga. 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 Time. Gauranga. Please put your hands down. And let us sit a little bit in silence or gratitude and just feel into us, into our inner space, and just be in that inner space. Let us see what this sound, the power of the sound, did in us. Thank you very, very much. Now I request you that we chant from this space, or from this consciousness, or in this consciousness, the holy names of Krishna. We will first chant the holy names in one voice. And our task is really this. Two things. Don't bring your mind there with its interesting or uninteresting thoughts. Just experience the sound. Just listen to the holy name. And the second is, whenever your mind thinks or goes somewhere, just bring it back and bathe it in the sound of the holy name. So two things. Let us not listen to the mind, but if it should go somewhere, we never know, and bring some thought, we will just take it out. Because we only are listening at this time. Our mind will serve us as a listener. I will chant one time the mantra alone, and then we will chant it together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Now, for the remaining part or the last exercise, which is at once the most important of all this, is our chanting of the Maha Mantra. We will all chant the Maha Mantra in the individual speed. But before we start, I will say three things to you, which will try, which sets your mood in the right way. For just a fraction of a section, a fraction of a second, I wanted to say, or a moment, please become aware that Krishna is actually non-different from His holy name. Just become aware of it. You could think about this. You could look at the deity and think, well, you are not different from your holy name. Just become aware. To become aware of something, you can just speak it to your mind or bring it before your mind, your awareness. Krishna is actually not different from His name. Thank you. Now, for a fraction of a minute, become aware of the second thing, the meaning of the Maha Mantra. I will say the meaning and just let this meaning come into your consciousness. I will ask you in a second to say this meaning out loud with me. I will first say it alone. O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. Kindly now repeat. O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. Mentally repeat the meaning, please, to yourself. O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. Thank you. Now the third. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says chanting should be done as a heart-rending prayer to the Lord. Prabhupada gave us this very simple prayer, which I will now say. Please accept me. Now kindly say this also. Please accept me. Mentally repeat it, not loud, but silently. Please accept me. Now I request you to chant in your own speed, and your only task here is to chant while listening to the sound. Nothing, forget about all techniques, everything else. Just listen, or let me explain it in a different wording. Be present to the sound. Please start now. Maybe you want to again center yourself a little bit and not just jump into it, because you want to come from a certain place, but then please start. Mm-hmm. We will go for 12 minutes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Ram, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hari 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 Hari. We have one more minute. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari 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 Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hari Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hari Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's hard to stop, huh? Yeah, one doesn't want to stop. This is what chanting should be like. And I can see you from my sitting position very easily. You know this is what chanting should be like. And it's actually quite simple. The simple things in life are usually the true things. You just have to listen to the sound. But in order to be willing to listen to the sound, you need to be a little bit tuned in, a little bit tuned into Krishna. How did the Native American or Red Indian or Sioux or member of the Sioux tribe, I think it's called Sioux, isn't it? Or Sioux, thank you, Sioux tribe. How did he hear the cricket, the sound of the cricket, above or in between or or underneath the traffic sound? You know, how did he make up the sound? It was simple. He was tuned into nature, which he, in his beliefs, thought is the voice of God. The rustling of the wind, the sound of the rivulets or the waterfalls, is all the sound of the Great Spirit in Native American religions or Sioux religion. Do I say it properly? Sioux? Sioux. Sioux, yes. So, when you become tuned into Krishna a little bit, you will automatically be able to listen to Krishna's sound. When you are out of tune, when you are not tuned into Krishna, when your consciousness is not Krishna conscious, when you have no relationship to Krishna, you just won't be able to relish the sweetness. You won't hear him. I think the example which the Sioux man gave, the Native American, was very telling. He just threw down a few cents on the asphalt of New York. New York is the banking town of America, and that's where the money is. Like in Zurich, that's where the gold is of Europe. So the money is in New York. Huh? Everyone could hear. They could hear the sound underneath the traffic noise, or over the traffic noise, or in between the traffic noise. They could hear it. Krishna consciousness and chanting is actually a lover's language. When a lover can hear, like I can imagine that our Preeti, who has is the mother of, what is the name of the child? Aradita. When Aradita makes some sound, boop, boop, Priti immediately knows she wants an apple. It's very clear, you know, because there's a loving bond between her and Aradita, and Priti can hear properly Aradita. So she can listen to Aradita, she can hear. So chanting is not really a mechanical process. It has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with techniques. You must have read many books about children, you know, or at least one book. No book? Because Apriti knows, she's from India, she knows, but this is not, I can't learn from a book what a mother means. You will learn it when you have a child. So in the same way, you can't really teach the chanting so well. We could also in the Japa retreat level 3 just talk about Krishna and how wonderful he is and how we should serve him. That would be the perfect Japa retreat. It's not about techniques. It's about Krishna. And love starts always, and I really want to repeat this, love starts always by being attentive to a person, no? To be present for that person. This is how it starts. Those of you who are in the Grihastha Ashram knew, at one stage, your wife was no longer just a member of the human race. She was a very special member of the human race, a unique member, in fact. And for you, you gave attention. And that's how it started. For better or worse. I'm sorry, I can't just forget my ashram. So, becoming attentive. And that is simple. You just listen to the chanting of the holy name. And these things, because they make you more attentive, these three things, huh? Krishna's non-different from his holy name, helps you more. Oh my God, I should pay attention, huh? No? Oh, this name is special. It's Krishna. Be aware of the meaning of the mantra. Helps you to be attentive. Well, this is what it means. Wow. Yoo-hoo, good. I'm attentive to this. And chant with heart-rendering dedication. What did you write, Janaka? Devotion you wrote. It's also good. That will make you attentive to the sound. Wasn't that wonderful when we all chanted Ram? It's my favorite because I'm sitting before you and I'm getting all the sound. You have almost flattened me, you know. I was a blast, an explosion of transcendental sound. It was so good. Thank you so much. Now even my heart, stone heart, desert heart, has received some benefit. I want to also thank you so much. You're doing excellently well. I can already see you will make breakthrough experiences tomorrow on your 64 rounds day. In the afternoon, I request you to be back here at 4:30 again. And we will do in the afternoon a very important preparation for the 64 rounds day. And then in the evening, we will just hear Krishna Katha. And then tomorrow morning is a very important lecture where I really request every one of you to be present, well rested. I will give you some tuning in to your 64 rounds day. Good. Having said this much, I would like to close this session. In the afternoon, if you have some questions, there will be a question and answer period of half an hour within that time where we, so maybe you become a little mindful if there's something you feel has to be addressed. That is the chance. This afternoon we have a question and answer session as well. So now we will change the stage. Our yoga instructor will come and teach us another session, last session, I think, of yoga. Yes, it's the last, because tomorrow on the 64 rounds day we will just chant. Mm-hmm. Good. So in 5 minutes we start. Hare Krishna.